This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Been doing a lot of Bitcoin discussion here tonight. And, Mike, you actually just informed me during that news break that there's apparently a lawsuit against the BitLicense, the New York government BitLicense. I hope we get a chance to talk about that coming up here. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. It's Ian, Mark, and Mike in the studio. Let's go first to Roger Paxton. He is on the line with us here from Skype over in the seacoast of New Hampshire. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
Hey, man, doing great. What's going on tonight?
Well, so my co-host for the Resist the Empire podcast, Brian McQuaid, and I are doing a very, very special fundraiser starting in about 1 hour, and I just wanted to call you guys and chat about it.
Tell me what you're up to. Resist the Empire, first of all, you've mentioned before on the air, but let our listeners know what that is.
So Resist the Empire is a Star Wars, libertarian view of the Star Wars universe. We basically take, you know, Star Wars TV shows, movies, comics, books, the whole nine yards, break it down from a libertarian perspective, and just try to, you know, merge that pop culture with some libertarianism to kind of get the word out about libertarianism.
So do you feel like
do you think you could do that with Star Trek?
Oh, I think it absolutely could be done with Star Trek. There's a lot of politics and that sort of thing in Star Trek.
Such a socialist.
Yeah, isn't it a commie? Didn't a commie write it? Yeah.
It is, absolutely. But there are a lot of libertarian themes in there as well. And Star Wars has a lot of the socialist type stuff, but it also has quite a bit of libertarianism as well.
And you guys have been doing this podcast since when?
Oh, gosh, almost a year now we've been doing the podcast.
So this is the first marathon version that you've done?
Yeah, so what we're doing starting at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern time, is we're going
to
watch...
Good time.
Right. We're going to watch all of the movies from episode 1 through 3, then Rogue One, then 4, 5, 6, 7, and then Brian, my co-host, was able to get us the first viewing of The Last Jedi in New Hampshire,
wow.
So we're going to see that at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, right after we've watched all the other movies.
When was the last time you slept? Did you sleep in today?
I woke up at 9 o'clock this morning, and I've been trying to get everything ready for this. And
so basically, you're going to be delirious by the time you get to actually go and watch the movie.
I will be delirious, so we're going to be doing a non-spoiler review afterwards, right after we watch The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
We're going to be posting that to all of our media channels afterwards, so I might not be very coherent in that review, but I'm going to try.
It might actually increase the enjoyability of the movie. When I saw the Star Wars, the number 7 one that happened 2 years ago, I went watching it. I went on mushrooms, and it was fantastic. So that you may have a similar experience if you've stayed up long enough.
It certainly could, for sure.
What did you think about the number 7 there, Roger?
I enjoyed it a lot. I mean, there were a lot of recurring themes in it, which I think that they really kind of needed to do, that J.J. Abrams needed to do to make people feel like it was Star Wars. I mean, you had Starkiller Base, which was basically Death Star 3.0. And, a lot of those recurring themes, but it was such a Star Wars movie. I think that J.J. Abrams did a really great job with it. I've enjoyed it.
So I want to know, am I just a cynical, mean, old, crotchety man? I went with my son. I said nothing because I remember very clearly in, I think it was 77, that, I was like 6 years old.
That's when the original came out.
And my dad took me to see Star Wars and just was floored by what I saw. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever experienced.
The effects are amazing.
It was a movie that, changed my life and the way that I viewed things for so long, and I didn't want to mess with that at all for my son in any way, shape, or form. But I just sat there going, oh, God.
Well, I was born in 76, and the first one came out, of course, in 77. And you know, one of the earliest memories I have in my life is seeing R2-D2 and C-3PO on the big screen. That's the earliest memory I can remember. So Star Wars has been a big part of my life ever since then. Of course, now it's a huge part of my kids' life. And that's kind of what we're doing here is this marathon is not just for kicks. While it's going to be a lot of fun, we're trying to raise at least $1,000 for the Starlight Children's Foundation. And that's basically a charity that brings, you know, joy and comfort to kids who are in the hospital and their families. And so they bring virtual reality games and fun centers and character hospital gowns and celebrity visits and all this stuff to these kids who are going through some of the toughest times of their lives. And, you know, they do this at 700 hospitals around the country, including several right here in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And since 1982, they've brought smiles to 60 million kids and families. So our goal is to help raise $1,000, at least $1,000, for that wonderful, wonderful charity.
What's the link, and are you taking crypto?
We are. We're taking just about any crypto you could imagine. The link is resisttheempirepodcast.com/livestream. But yeah, we'll take Ethereum, Bitcoin, Dash, Litecoin, and if there's a crypto out there that you want to give us, I'll download a wallet for it.
Next year we'll have Galacticoin for you that'll fit right in.
What's the link again?
It's a resisttheempirepodcast.com/livestream.
And it's going to kick off at 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, and it's going to go through basically tomorrow evening.
Yes, it'll. We'll be finished watching all of the first seven movies about 4 o'clock tomorrow. Then we'll be at the theater at 6 p.m. to see the new one, The Last Jedi. We can't wait.
And so you're going to end the stream at around 6 tomorrow. You're going to go see The Last Jedi, the first showing. Then you're going to record a review podcast and put that up over at resisttheempirepodcast.com.
Yes, and it'll be on our Facebook channel, our YouTube channel, and of course on our podcast feed as well.
Wow. Well, best of luck with this. It's a big undertaking to do. Now you're going to be sitting there watching the movie most of the time, but will there be commentary at all?
Of course. I mean, we're definitely, you know, going to be watching the movies, but we plan on giving a lot of commentary as well. We're going to have hopefully some special guests show up, some friends of ours and stuff to help kind of make it more entertaining. We're going to be running some games.
Will you be in costume?
No, we will not be in costume. I will be wearing my Stop Wars t-shirt.
That's a good one.
It's Star Wars logo.
I love that shirt.
But I won't be in costume.
All right. Anything else that our listeners need to know besides resisttheempirepodcast.com/livestream to check it out?
Just check it out. Make sure to give us some money because we can use every bit of it that you can give us. And it's resisttheempirepodcast.com/livestream.
Sent.
Mark just sent you some. What was that? Bitcoin?
Litecoin. Litecoin. I'm so glad I can get rid of some of that. I just hate it.
You hate Litecoin? It's been going up.
I know. I bought Litecoin at $99.
I need therapy.
It's $300 today.
I bought Litecoin at less than a penny and got out because Eric Voorhees said altcoins were awful.
Litecoin is an investment.
I bet. I don't have much.
Well, the good news is, according to your donation page, you're already to a quarter of your goal, so congratulations.
Well, we were $255, and now with Daryl Perry actually sent us 10 in Dash, and you just sent me some in Litecoin, so we're doing really well now.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, let us know.
Before you start.
Let us know how it goes, if you get a chance to call in again, maybe, if you're not too sleepy.
If we're not exhausted when we get out of the movie tomorrow, I'll give you guys a call.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Take care.
Thank you for the call tonight. Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow podcast, which you can hear on his website, obviously, but also over at lrn.fm. Of course,
I can put that up on the Facebook feed, by the way.
The slash live stream link, one? Cool. I like it. And those guys do good work out there. And if they did the Star Wars podcast a little more often, it would be included on the lrn.fm live stream, but it's not a weekly show, so that's the reason why that particular show doesn't get aired on lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We go to Venkman on the line in FEMA Region 9, he says, on the Skype lines. Go ahead, Venkman.
Hey, I'm just calling. I read some headlines and saw just a little bit of info, but I hadn't had much time to jump into it. Allegedly, there's some federal government or federal government oppressors are drafting some language that is unfriendly to cryptos, specifically to the possession of cryptos and your ability or inability to hide them. It would be a crime to hide them as a, quote, money transmitter. My understanding is for the private person immediately, that may not be such a big deal because, you know, money transmitter is kind of up to the person defining it, in this case the federal government. But that can pretty much go pretty awry pretty quickly over time. And I'm just wondering if you guys had any information on the
So you're saying I should keep the Vaseline away from my Ledger Nano.
So I'm wondering if you had any information about what that might look like.
Yeah, I hadn't heard. I'd seen some kind of headline about a piece of legislation looking to criminalize hiding cryptocurrencies, but I didn't know it was only applicable to money transmitters. But if you want, hang on. We can discuss that here in moments. And, you know, it's hard to get excited about a piece of legislation because it may not pass. More coming up.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. We had a question from Venkman who dropped off the line, but we should still probably address the question. Also, it is time, you know, that time of the year to start thinking real hard about what to get people for your favorite holiday, which is probably pretty imminent here. But it's not too late to get your orders in over at omahasteaks.com. Make sure you use code FTL up in the search bar so you can get the family gift pack, which is loaded with products that you're going to enjoy. Lots of different types of meat, and I'll tell you about them here in a moment, for less than $50. You get the family gift pack. But it's not just that at Omaha Steaks. They've got the most flavorful tender-aged beef aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts. It's hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed and then shipped to you in a cooler full of dry ice. It gets there cold. We've enjoyed a lot of the Omaha Steaks products here at the studio, and Mark, you at your house have powered through them because they're delicious.
Yep, they really are. It's really nice to be able to have great steaks delivered right to your door.
Right, you just pull it out of your freezer when you want to do it. They've also got seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasonings, sauces, and more. You head over to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL in the search bar, and you get the family gift pack for less than $50, which includes two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets for dessert, and you get the Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they'll add in four additional kielbasa sausages for free. So it's a great sampler to give you a taste of some of what you can expect from omahasteaks.com. And again, don't forget, use code FTL in the search bar so we get credit for sending you to the site, and you get the family gift pack at 75% off. Again, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, in the search bar. So we had Venkman on the line a moment ago. He had asked about this bill that he'd heard about in the Senate that he believed would be making it illegal to hide, or for a money transmitter to hide the fact that they have Bitcoin. Now, according to the news headlines I had seen, and I'm presuming this is what he was talking about because, again, he dropped off the line during the break, but there were headlines within the last week, like this one from Bitcoin Magazine, headline, U.S. Senate mulls reporting requirements for cryptocurrencies. And they say, American Bitcoin holders may soon have to report their holding to the United States government, first introduced in May of 2015 by Senator Chuck Grassley, Senate Bill S-1241, the, quote, Combating Money Laundering, Terrorist Financing, and Counterfeiting Act of 2017, unquote, can have these serious implications for those involved in the cryptocurrency space. The hearing for this bill was held...
which country would you move to if they passed this, Ian?
I'm not really worried about it. I don't own anything. The hearing for S-1241 was held with virtually no public notice on November 28, 2017, and they do have the two-hour-long hearing that you can watch over at BitcoinMagazine.com in this case. But they say currently the definition of financial institution includes banks, trust companies, credit unions, currency exchanges, and the like. But according to this new bill, it would amend the definition of financial institution to include, quote, an issuer, redeemer, or cashier of prepaid access devices, digital currency, or any digital exchanger or tumbler of digital currency. So they would be expanding the definition of financial institution if this passes.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese just came out with a card for their tokens, so I assume that that's going to make Chuck E. Cheese a money transmitter.
It's possible. Senator Dianne Feinstein said in her opening remarks of the hearing, quote, this bill criminalizes intentionally concealing ownership or control of a bank account, she says. Although during the hearing, no further clarifications were given as to the effects this would have on the cryptocurrency community, based on the amended definition of financial institution, it would seem that the bill would criminalize anyone intentionally concealing ownership or control of a digital currency or exchange account. While there is no finalized bill yet, the implication would be that cryptocurrency holders need to fill in federal registration forms for tax disclosure, quarterly reporting, and more. Notably, while the purpose of the bill in the hearing had to do with adding digital currencies and exchanges to the definition of financial institutions, there was almost no discussion on the topic other than briefly in reference to drug cartels using them to launder money. So there's obviously going to be pushback on this from Bitcoiners. But are you guys afraid? You think this is going to happen?
The problem with this bill, apparently, is that the term digital currency has been inserted into it, and it's the only type of currency or instrument that hasn't been defined in the bill. All the other forms have been. So this leaves a very broad scope for police to assume that anything electronic falls under this. And
so like the Linden dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
Very disturbing, but of course the financial industry hopefully will be pushing back against this, and you know there is the chance that it won't pass. So I don't know the best way for people to get involved with opposing this particular piece of legislation.
Write letters to your Congress critter or your senator and say you're opposing 1241 and
Senate Bill S-1241. So there you go. But I suspect that even if this bill does pass, most of the cryptocurrency holders in the United States will not report their holdings to the federal government, which is why the IRS is mad, because Coinbase, you know, refused to report all their million accounts or whatever
but
to the IRS.
But they did cave on...
They lost in court. I don't know if you can call that caving. They did fight the IRS's request to retrieve
right,
a million
but
account
details.
Right,
they could have appealed it, and they chose not to.
Good point. Good point. But that's why you don't hold your Bitcoin with Coinbase, and you shouldn't buy your Bitcoin with Coinbase if you can avoid it, because then you're just on the record. You know, all of your purchases
it's like dealing with the bank.
Are on the record. So
it's the easiest to use, though.
Right. That's the trade-off, is in return for the convenience, you have the lack of privacy that comes along with that. So keep that in mind as you consider where to get your crypto. Let's go to Dick. He's in the Commonwealth of Alaska, listening online. Go ahead, Dick.
Yes, since we're on the subject of cryptocurrency, I should thank you guys because you guys got me started in it about 2 years ago. It was around Christmas time, and you just started advertising with Purse.
Wow,
and that was my reason to get in. I didn't really have the money to invest in anything, and I didn't believe in investing in cryptocurrency just because I believed in it, but I couldn't afford to invest. But I said, you know what, this is a way I can use it, and it makes sense. And I used it at Christmas and then stopped, and I had about $40 left in my between my purse and my Coinbase and whatnot.
Yep.
And that has grown and grown and grown, and I forgot about it. And I think when Bitcoin started hitting about 4,000 earlier this year, I looked at it and I was like, wow. So I got to thank you guys for that.
You're welcome.
And now that
send the millions along anytime you want once you get to the millions
point.
That
should be about at the point where you can buy a new snowmobile with that, can't you?
It's been 40 degrees for 2 weeks up here, if you can believe it.
Send the warm weather down to New Hampshire.
Yeah, we just got a foot of snow. Oh, man.
I'll trade you any day. I wish we had some snow on the ground, I'll tell you what. But anyway, what I was calling about...
Well, hold that thought. First of all, you're welcome. We're glad we could help introduce you to cryptocurrencies, and we'll get to what you're calling about here in a moment, but I appreciate the kudos. If you would like to, if you're out there and you've got some cryptocurrency burning a hole in your pocket, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We've updated all the Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Core donation links there, so check that out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
Also, we're going to continue with your phone calls in one moment.
Whole Food Multi-Complete is so much more than a multivitamin. Besides vitamins and minerals, it's got an enzyme blend, a probiotic blend, an antioxidant blend, immune support, bone and joint support, and energy support. These are all the things you need for going throughout the day, and they've been doing this for 15 years, quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and the complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit SimplifyMySupplements.com to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL to receive 10% off your order. Every time you order, satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Yes, they take Bitcoin. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go back to Dick in Alaska, back on Free Talk Live. You were saying thanks to us for introducing you to Bitcoin back in 2012. You've done well with it on just even a relatively small purchase, but that wasn't the reason you were calling, so please go ahead.
Well, what you guys have instilled in me is the idea that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are currencies. And if you read the news a lot lately, people will be calling Bitcoin a bubble and an investment, and I'm just because I don't believe in it as an investment certainly doesn't mean you shouldn't buy into it and doesn't mean you won't make a lot of money in it. But mm-hmm. it is not an investment in the sense that it's a stock. You're not buying a business when you buy Bitcoin. It should be something that you have plans for in the future to use. It's a currency. So one of the things you guys showed me was why is Bitcoin valuable and useful? And the reason is it has uses that other currencies don't have. You can't use...
Just to be clear, though, before you go on, I mean, an investment doesn't necessarily mean that you're investing in a business. Any kind of thing that you can put money into that could result in you losing it all.
You can invest in commodities of all kinds, and a lot of the experts are calling blockchain cryptocurrencies a new asset class.
Anyway, go ahead with your point, Dick.
So, bottom line, I think, is it's got to be something you can see yourself using. And, you know, a currency that's constantly going up in value, no one really wants to spend.
That's
but
true.
Also, you guys have brought up some of the, you know, the cons of Bitcoin lately with transactions taking longer and being much more expensive.
Right.
And so that's kind of got me recently to diversify. I bought Dash because I really like the philosophy that you guys have talked about. The Dash with very low rates and just quicker exchanges, as well as Monero, which I have not gotten any yet, but I like their anonymity. So my question for you guys would be just some of the altcoins, what are not the pros of them, but the cons? And specifically, I'd want to know, what are the cons of Litecoin, Ethereum, and IOTA? And just are there any other obvious flaws? I think the biggest flaw all these have is name recognition. People, start talking to a stranger about Bitcoin, and they'll nod their head and say, "Yeah, I heard of that." If you start talking about 18 different other currencies, and you know. They have no idea what you're talking about.
That's why the new fad seems to be to fork Bitcoin, because you can automatically get this huge market of existing Bitcoin users that you're giving free coins to. So
they said that Super Bitcoin forked yesterday.
Well, we need to do an Ultra Bitcoin next. Then.
What I would say about Litecoin is
Super Bitcoin Turbo.
Litecoin is it's older tech.
Bitcoin XL.
If Bitcoin is the Model T of cryptocurrency, then Litecoin is a Model T with a little honky horn on the front. you could get basically Dash is Litecoin, but with a huge mixing
with a governance structure
and marketing and all kinds of other stuff. So I would say
Litecoin's crushing Dash right now in the charts.
It's true.
So just generally, I'd like to say that about alts, if you don't mind before you go on, is that the altcoins tend to not rise as fast as Bitcoin. So even though they are up, most of them, you know, as Bitcoin goes up, a lot of the alts go up too. But in many cases, they're outclassed by Bitcoin Core as it continues to rise.
In dollar amounts, yes, they don't go up as much. But
I'm talking about compared to Bitcoin. But they lose compared to Bitcoin,
right,
lose value.
But the percent gain, because they're so low priced anyways, the volatility, you can get actually large profits by trading the volatility, because the volatility is much broader compared to the small price of a lot of the alts.
Yeah, I'm not a trader, so I don't know anything about that. But I just buy and hold on to things and see what happens to them. So, I mean, if you're looking for the maximum return, probably keeping it in Bitcoin is a good idea. But then you don't want to keep all your eggs in one basket. So, you know, what are the ups and downs of all these different things? I mean, you mentioned Ethereum. That is like a programming language more than a currency. So,
it's up over to $700 now.
Yeah. It's a bit of a different animal, sort of, and it's the number two crypto, and then, of course, Bitcoin Cash, which is a better, faster version of Bitcoin. There's really no Bitcoin anymore. I think Bitcoin, you can basically say, died in August of 2017 when it split into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core, because nothing is exactly what it was, prior to August, neither of those two things.
Cash is probably closer, but... Bitcoin Core appears to, like, you know, that's what people are still calling Bitcoin, basically.
IOTA is an up-and-comer. It's shot up over the charts in the last few weeks, big time, going from, like, 50 cents to $5.
It's got huge potential because of its potential for utilizing it to track Internet of Things objects.
But at this point, it doesn't even have a functioning web wallet or a phone wallet.
It's got a functioning phone wallet, but you're still in an early beta, basically.
Yeah, they're still developing a lot of the functionality that are going to allow it to be used for Internet of Things applications.
Yeah, so there's an exciting future potentially for IOTA, but it's got some weaknesses, too, from what I understand. And, again, it's pretty early on in that one. But, of course, a lot of the time people want to get in early on these things in the hopes that they're going to go up. Of course, you never know what's going to happen. Dick, I'm sorry, what else did you want to say there?
A friend of mine who has recently gotten into this, into cryptocurrencies, is a fan of Litecoin, and he compared it to silver, whereas Bitcoin is gold in terms of Litecoin is cheaper transactions and quicker and kind of easier to use. And he never answered, because I'm aware that Litecoin's been around for quite a while, and like you said, it's very similar to Bitcoin. Is Litecoin cheaper transactions simply because there's not as much traffic on it,
that's
and
correct.
The block size
yeah,
isn't full?
Yeah.
So there's nothing technologically that makes it that much better than Bitcoin.
First, it adopted SegWit first. It has
do anything to
it. Has faster block generation time, so it can handle a faster throughput of transactions. But it's lower price mainly because you get more Litecoins generated per block reward than you do with Bitcoin.
And there's a lot more Litecoins out there than there are of Bitcoins as well. In fact, I saw a post from what was allegedly a post from one of the Bitcoin Core programmers who actually said that he didn't understand why people thought Litecoin was any better than Bitcoin because it's basically the same thing. And that if you want to get cheap transactions with cryptocurrency, he recommended Bitcoin Cash. And this is somebody who is a Bitcoin Core programmer saying that, admitting that Bitcoin Core and Litecoin are not platforms for affordable transactions.
And just about nobody, accepts Litecoin. And frankly,
you mean at like point of sale?
Yeah, point of sale.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a lot. I wish there were more.
Yeah. Dick, thanks for calling with the question tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Another place you might want to ask that question is on the crypto forums over at forum.freetalklive.com. There's some cryptocurrency discussion happening there regularly, and that might be a good way to crowdsource some answers because obviously everybody's got their opinions about these altcoins, and you know, you talk to three different traders, you're probably going to find three different opinions about which altcoins are the best and you know which ones have the most potential. In fact, I believe there actually is a thread that I think one of our listeners started about that very topic within the last 24 to 48 hours, so you might want to go check that out at forum.freetalklive.com. And thank you, Dick, for the call tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up. Time for you.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln.
The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us right here in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you dial in right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Mike.
Lots of cryptocurrency discussion here tonight because, well, people are talking about cryptocurrency. It's in the news. It's on. It's buzzworthy, I think, at this point, now that Bitcoin has blown through the $10,000 mark. What was that, 2 weeks ago or something like that? It's now at around $16,000. It's sort of hit a little plateau here for the last few days, sort of between $15,000 and $17,000.
Yeah, it had a big spike leading up to the Chicago...
Futures market.
Yeah, options exchange in Chicago. And
which they added on Sunday night, and they crashed their servers.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, so much response. But the exchange itself kept functioning, but their website crashed.
I see.
But since then, there's been there was a lot of volatility, and things have started to stabilize out. But it looks like their futures are predicting prices to rise in January to around 18,000, and then maybe 18,600 in February.
That's a conservative estimate.
Yeah, yeah. But it is
18,000 is possible by the end of this week.
Right, right. So we'll see what happens. But
we will indeed. So if you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month in to the show using PayPal or credit card. Or if you want, you can do Bitcoin. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get access to the AMP perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, And you also, as an amplifier, get a special AMP badge for the Free Talk Live forum. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It helps us out a lot. It helps us get on new radio stations. And hopefully we'll be announcing at least another one by the end of this year. So once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to George. He's in St. George, Utah. George, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online via TuneIn.
Hey, I was wondering if you've heard of BitPay, the card.
Yes, I have. I have one in my wallet.
Cool. What's your opinion on using those things?
I haven't used it a whole lot, honestly, but I have used it several times, I would say, maybe 10 times or something like that. And it works fine. It's a Bitcoin-fueled debit card. So for listeners that aren't familiar with the concept, this is an actually pretty simple way for people to get out of cryptocurrency, right? So one of the big questions when somebody gets into cryptocurrency is, well, how do I cash this out? Because it's easy to buy cryptocurrency. It's a little bit of a different process sometimes to sell the cryptocurrency. So if I bought cryptocurrency from an individual, that same individual may not want to buy the crypto back from me, and I may not easily be able to find somebody who wants to buy the crypto from me. So what do I do then? Well, I don't want to go on Coinbase or whatever. BitPay is an option. They're a competitor to Coinbase, but more of a business-facing kind of competitor. They do merchant service providing to businesses that want to accept cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically, at point of sale, either in real life or online via website. But, I don't know, a couple of years ago, they added this BitPay debit card thing, which they'll allow anybody to get one of these things. I mean, presumably you have to pass some kind of credit check. I'm not sure what level of denials they will give to people, but it is a relatively simple process to get one. You usually pay to have the card issued. Most of these Bitcoin debit cards, there's probably more than a dozen competitors out there to BitPay. Some of them operate in the U.S., some of them don't, but around the world there are a lot of these debit cards out there. And so you usually pay a fee, a small like $10, $15 fee to have the card delivered to you. There's usually no fee to load the card with your Bitcoin. What that means is you send...
Other than the transaction fee.
Right, there's a transaction fee to send the Bitcoin. But what you do is you send the Bitcoin to an address that BitPay provides you, or whatever company provides it to you. And then at that moment, it translates the Bitcoin into U.S. dollars, and then it loads the card with dollars. Unless you get the shift card, which Mike was just saying off the air that he's gotten one of these things from Coinbase, which does it differently.
Yeah, I got this. It arrived, I think, Monday, and I authorized it, and I thought I had pointed it at the right wallet on my Coinbase account, and I went to my local pizza place saying, hey, I'm going to buy a pizza with some Bitcoin, and it got declined. And I went back, and I said, hey, blah, 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 I've got a lot of Bitcoin in my wallet that this is pointing to, and they said, no, there's nothing in that. So we went back and forth. I tried it again. It declined. And then finally...
Was this all at the same visit to the same pizza place, or did you go back?
I went back in the
day. Okay.
And so they said, just cancel the API authentication on your Coinbase account for the SHIP card, and then re-authenticate it. And now it's working.
But the important point about SHIFT is that it actually deducts from your account at the time of the purchase, which is different from every other Bitcoin debit card out there, because every other one, like BitPay, you load the Bitcoin in advance and it translates the money then.
Right.
Whereas when you're with the SHIFT card, it's doing the translation at the time of the purchase. So therefore, you're not risking a crazy price swing. So if you drop, a tenth of a Bitcoin into one of these cards, so $1,600 onto one of these cards right now, and then Bitcoin doubles to $32,000, well, your card's only going to have the $1,600 on it. It's not going to double, whereas yours would, Mike. Yeah. Your SHIFT card would increase in its value because it's holding Bitcoin the whole time. I think that's a pretty cool feature. So if I were looking for one of these Bitcoin debit cards, that would be the feature. That's the killer app.
I've told all my employees to get SHIFT cards.
I mean, I can't stand Coinbase, but you got to hand it to them. That is a killer app, and it's a shame that nobody else is doing it.
Others will start adopting that.
But what took so long? I mean, SHIFT cards
have
been around for a couple
of
years.
With a bank that was willing to do it this way. And, all the others are basically issuing prepaid debit cards that get loaded.
Yeah.
And this is an actual debit card connected to an account.
I see. Does that answer your question, George?
It does, except one more question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Do either of those cards have a monthly fee that they charge?
No. No, there was a fee for them to send it to me and for the shift card, and I haven't gotten any fees since then, and there's only transaction fees on for the transaction.
I believe that the BitPay card has a monthly fee if you don't use it. So if you neglect to charge anything to the card during that month, they will hit you with, I think, like a $5 fee. So that's one of the other things about a lot of these.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, George. Thanks for the call tonight. That's one of the other things that I've noticed when you go and you look at the comparisons, because there's some great websites that have done comparisons between these different cards. You'll see that there are a lot of them have a lot of fees, especially ones, you know, from foreign jurisdictions and things like that. So.
As I understand it, in foreign countries, fees for credit cards are much more commonplace.
Noticeable.
Just commonplace. Here in the United States, we have the expectation that our credit, we should just carry around this piece of plastic and be able to do, you know, banking transactions, which we pointed out in the beginning of the show, have costs.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to swipe, and that the, you know, that every retailer will give us a 3% discount for everything that we buy, and, you know, everything that goes with the use of credit cards. And it's obviously a pretty unrealistic expectation, but we get it.
Yeah. The thing I really love about this, and I've been having trouble with the time delays in my regular bank moving money around, and now with the shift card, I have my Bitcoin in my Coinbase account.
Mm-hmm.
If I think that there's volatility in trading, I can easily shift that from that wallet right over to the GDAX exchange, and I can trade that and earn profits and move it, my profits right back into my shift card. So it's just, particularly this past week, I've been doing very well.
Good to know. Now, did you have to pay a fee to get the card?
Yeah, it was like 0.0017 Bitcoins.
So like $16.
Yeah, so it was pretty cheap.
$20. All right, so if you want to join us here, you're certainly welcome to do that. I hope to see that concept get some competition, because nobody is competing at the level of Coinbase on that, and I can't have a Coinbase account. So, and I'm not the only one out there who can't have a Coinbase account.
What'd you do?
Bought too much Bitcoin and then sold some of it, and they don't like it when you sell the Bitcoin you buy from them.
I see.
They don't like that at all.
I do that on GDAX.
That's their exchange.
That's their exchange, and you know, trading. You're trading with other people, not with Coinbase.
All right, let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. He's been waiting a whole hour for this one.
To talk about the issue of Bitcoin, that's a very uninteresting subject matter.
Yeah, you want to talk about race, don't you?
The blacks, of course. You know,
all right, well, I'm going to ban you from the show because that's all you ever call about. You're gone for 2 months. Thanks for the call. All right, so that's it. I gave him a warning. I gave him actually more than one warning about that all he ever calls about is the exact same thing, and that's going to be a no-no on Free Talk Live. So bye-bye, Ralph. 2 months. See you later.
You're a harsh man.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Breaking the law.
No, I am the law.
Easy, Judge Dredd.
That's where that was from.
That's right. Yes, considering I've read them since 2000 AD comics.
I never read it. I saw the movie, though.
I know. Which one?
The one with Sylvester Stallone.
The other one was better.
See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.